We end daf lamed aleph amid aleph. Towards the bottom of the amid, in just to remember a little the sugya which we had learned, because this is a little a continuation of the sugya, but not too much. We had a memra of Rabbi. Rabbi had said that, let us say, person was married to two nashim. One isha was an erve to the yavam, and the other isha wasn't an erve. So halachically, so she's a tzaras erve. And then this person threw a get to the erve, and it's a suffix if it was karev la or karev lai. It's a suffix if she became giget or she didn't become giget. If she got giget, so now the tzore falls liibum. She's ois tzore serve. She didn't get giget, so she's still a tzore serve. She doesn't fall liibum. So Rabbi had said, in such a case, the loch is, she doesn't fall a yibum, and she's mutter leshuk without chalitze, because we stell her on chazoke. And what is pshat in this chazoke? The chazoke is that when she was in a tzor, she was a matzav of a tzoras elve, we said that she is oimid to become mutter leshuk when her husband dies. We were marzik her that when her husband will die, she'll be mutter leshuk. So she's becheskas mutter leshuk ayidei mises bailo. And now we have a suffix if this matzav changed, or it didn't change, so we still on chazoke. And she says, so when her husband dies, even though she is a suffix tzores erve, but the chazoke is mevarer that she is still mutter leshuk, and we don't give her chalitza, because if we give her chalitza, they might be miyabim her, and there's an issa of eishes och. That is what Rabbi said. We asked the kasha from a Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah in Gittin says that if one gave a suffik get to an isha, she's suffik megureshes and suffik eina megureshes. And the Gemara said, what does that mean? That means that if she was an erve, so her tzore will need chalitze. So this Mishneh was a stire to what Rabbi had said. So Rabbi said a beautiful teretz, that this Mishneh is speaking about two Edim said that the get was korev lo. Two Edim say that the get was korev loy. Therefore this is trei utrei. And therefore she needs chalitza. Our Mishnah is speaking about one kat edim, and one says it was korev loy, and one says it was korev lo, and this is a sveike de rabbonon, and we shtel her on chazoke. And just to understand what the Gemara had said, and that this is what is negeya further, the Gemara had said as follows. If two Edim say that a person was geget, and two Edim say that a person was not geget, there is no greater birur than Edim. You can't be mevara something that say Edim say, let's say two Edim say she was geget. I'll say, but Chazoke says she wasn't geget. Chazoke is not stronger than Edim, and you cannot be mitzaref Chazoke to the other kat Edim. So trei utrei sveike de reise. That means we have to remain with a suffik, and we cannot be mamid the isha al chazoke. We cannot use chazoke when there is trei utrei. If there was one kat, the one pair of edim, but one says she was geget, and one says she wasn't geget, then min ha-teire yishtel an chazoke, mid rabbonon will give it a din suffik. The Al-Koponim, this Yisod, the Gemara said till now, trei utrei sveike de yereise, that chazoke will not help. So now the Gemara is going to be chaylik on this Yisod. So the Gemara says, Vesu, this is 6 lines from the bottom. Vesu, Vishteikiti Eidim Nami Sveike Darabononi. The Gemara says, I wish to disagree with you. If there's 2 Kitei Eidim, one says Nisgarsha and one says Loi Nisgarsha, it's only a Sofik Midarabonon. That means Minatoi Rishtalan Chazoke. If you don't know what to do, Yishtalan Chazoke. Midarabonon, you have to be Machmer and you give it a Torah Sofik. But Minatoi Rishtalan Chazoke. The Amrin in Uki Trei Lebahade Trei, you put one Karavedim against the other Karavedim. The Isha Ukma Chazoke. And you put the Isha on her Chazoke. So what if she was, Becheskas, she was Becheskas, a Tzores Erve, she'll remain a Tzores Erve. And the Gemara brings a raya to this Yesod from Amaisa. Midi dahave anichzei devar shatye. I'll prove it to you, there was a maise with the nechosim, the property of bar shatye. Now what was this maise with bar shatye? The bar shatye, this is the name of a person, the bar shatye zovin nichzei. He sold his property. Osu beitrei va'omri. Now this Bar Shatya, we'll see, he had times. Sometimes he was a Bardas, and sometimes he was a Shaita. That means he had his, there were different Kufis. He was sometimes a Bardas, and sometimes he was a Shaita. Now if a Shaita sells something, the Mechira isn't Chal. He's a La Bardas. But there were times. The Bar Shatya Zovin Nichsi, Osu beitrei va'omri kshuhu cholim zovin. So 2 Eidim came to Bezin. They were there, b'shas mechire, then he was a bardas. He was a bardas, so the mechire is chal. Va'osu beitrei va'omri kshuhu shoite zovin. No, we were there, and when he sold this karke, he was a shoite. So now we have here a machloikis trei utrei. Was the Mechira Chal or was the Mechira not Chal? If he was a Shaita, so the Karka still belongs to him. The Mechira is worthless. If he was a Bardas, so the Mechira is Chal. Va'omar Ravashi, so Ravashi said, Uki Trei Lahadi Trei, so we'll put Uki Trei Lahadi Trei, Va'aro Ukmo Becheskes Barshatye, and we'll say the Karka should remain Becheskes Barshatye. Now, let's just understand for 2 minutes to explain this Gemara. From this Gemara, the Gemara saw Trei Yotrei Sveike Darabonim. The Gemara is proving from this Trei Yotrei Sveike Darabonim. So Rabbi Keveger in the Tshuvis explains, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav explains this Gemara as follows. But from the Gemara we see one thing. If Trei Utrei would be a Sofik Diyaraisa, we would not leave the Karka by him. But since Trei Utrei is a Sveike Darabonon, we leave the Karka by him. So Rabbi Keveger explains as follows. What would be the din if a person is a muhzik in something? He's holding a pen. The shaila is, did he sell the pen? Didn't he sell the pen? And he's a muhzik in the pen. We have a sofik. Is it? So we have a klal in Hilchas Momenes, hamaitzi mechaveri olavarai. Listen, the pen is by me now. You want to take away the pen? Prove it. You can't take away something from someone. You can't be moitzi from a muhzik without a raya. Now, what would be the halacha if it'd be trei yotrei? Two says it's Reuven's pen, Reuven's holding the pen. Two say it's Shimon's pen. And Reuven is holding the pen. So I have a sofik. I have a beautiful sofik. Two say it's his, two say it's not his. So what do you do by a sofik? It's a klal. If you don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. Hamaitzi mechaveri olavarai. But you, so you can't take it away from me. I'm holding the pen. The pen is in my reshus. You can't prove that it's not mine. So you leave it by me. That's by a pen that a person can be muhzik in a pen. That means the pen is in his rishus. When we're talking about a property, a person is not muhzik in the property. If he's walking in the property, that doesn't mean the property is in his rishus. He's walking on the property. He's in the rishus of the property, but he's not called a muhzik of the property. By karke, it's not shaykh to say, I'm a muhzik in the karke because I'm walking around in the karke. I'm sleeping in the house. That doesn't mean anything. He's not a muhzik in the karke. So now, if treye trey is sveike diyareise, if the din would be treye trey sveike diyareise, that there's no way how to be mevarer the sofik, so what would you do? He's not a muhzik in the karke, so we would say yachloiku. There's a sofik, it's either yours or his, it's a sofik. So there are guidelines, how best in Paskins, if there's a sofik, if it's Reuven's or Shimon, so we'll say yachloiku. That's if treye trey sveike de reise, and we don't use any birurim, because there is nothing to be mevarer. If we say treye trey is sveike de rabonim, that means min ha-teire yushtel an chazoke. So first, Rabbi Kevega explains, what does that mean, trey yushtel an chazoke? How could chazoke be stronger than two edim? No, there's a vote that the chazoke is a din an hoge. That means if you don't know what to do, do firzech the way it was till now. That's a din chazoke. So if treye trey is sveike de rabbonon, so that means min ha-teire, we don't know what to do, so things should remain the way it was till now. Now, this bar shatye had a cheskas morikama on the property. That means we know till now the house was his. There's no shayla. Now we have a suffix. Did the ownership, did it transfer to the lekeach, or is the ownership still his? I have a suffix. What happened? I don't know. To say it was sold, to say it wasn't sold. So, I don't know. So, if you hold treye trey sveike de rabbonim, so that means min ha-teire yushtel an chazoke. So what yushtel an chazoke? So I say, I don't know what happened, but Lemaisa, what do you do? Till now the karka was his. I don't know if the matzav changed. If it didn't change, we leave it by him. So that means yushtel an chazoke. Treye trey yushtel an chazoke. And that's exactly what they did over here. They said, leave the karka benichsei varshatye, so we see yushtel an chazoke. So Rabbi Kevegez Moira, but treye trey is sveike de rabbonon. That means mit de rabbonon it's a sofik. That means as though we hold min ha-teire yishtel an chazoke, but mit de rabbonon we machme, you make it a sofik. So Rabbi Kevega answers, sveike de rabbonon is only by isurim. When it's a shaylan isurim, so we machme. So we say treye trey sveike de rabbonon. But it's in shayla in momenis, you have to know by money you can't be machma. It's not shaykh to be machma by money. If Meikar Adina belongs to me, I'll be machma give half to him. By Yisurim you could be machma. I don't know, is she mutter l'shuk, is she not mutter l'shuk? So you give chalitze, then you could be machma. By Yisurim you could be machma. By money you can't be machma. So by money the aloha is if I hold treye trey, is sveike der rabbonon, so that means yushtel an chazoke and finished. And that's how we feel sich. So memele, so that's the Gemara's proof. The Gemara brings a proof that trei, we have a raya for nirsei devar shatye, that yushtel an chazoke, even if there's trei, I don't know how to be mevare the sofik, so I yushtel the sofik an chazoke, and in the case of Bar Shatye, since till now the karka was his, I don't know, does it remain his? Doesn't it remain his? You leave it in his rishus. So memele, so we slugged up the teretz of Rabbi. Rabbi had explained the Mishnah in Gittin, that the Mishnah in Gittin says, you give chalitza by a sofik geirishin. So he said, that is because treye trey sveike de araisa. So therefore you give chalitza. So the Gemara shlugged up. Rabbi, it's not true. La locha we paskin trei sveike der rabbonim. So if we see from the Mishnah, even though it's a sofik mi der rabbonim, you still land chazoke and trei sveike der rabbonim. So then we have a kasha. So the Mishnah that said a case of sofik gerishin, the Mishnah could have spoken out about a case of sofik korev lo, sofik korev lo. And minatayri yishtal and chazoke, and midrabonu you'll be machmer, you'll give chalitze, and you don't say, im ato imach eletzes misyabemes. We have a raya from the Mishnah in Gittin, that the, even though it's a sofik the rabbonon, we still are machmer, we still give chalitze, and we're not chayish im ato imach eletzes. Elo omar abaye. So Abaye came and said that 100% that the by get the halacha is that if it's sofik korev lo, sofik korev lo, it's called a sofik gerishin and chaylatzes. I, the Mishnah, said by sofik gerishin another case. Elomar Abaye yagid olav reyoy. That means that the Reisha said Safik Kiddushin is Safik Korev Lo, Safik Korev Lo, and who had in Safik Geirishin? Then the Gemara said Safik Geirishin is Kosev Bechsav Yodoy or Yeshol Aveidim Vein Boizman. That's called Safik Geirishin. Who had in that Safik Kiddushin? That means the Mishnah spoke out one case by Kiddushin, one case by Gittin, and these cases are interchangeable. The Safik Kiddushin will work by Geirishin, the Safik Geirishin will work by Kiddushin, Tane be Kiddushin, Vu Adin Le Geirishin, Tane be Geirishin, Vu Adin Le Kiddushin. Finished. Amalei Rove. So Rove Esther Kashe Anabaye, if you say that the two cases of the Mishnah are interchangeable, so I have a Kashe in Digduk. My Zehu Diktoni. Let us look at the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Kulon Shoye Ben Kedushin Aigerishin B'Safik Arei Eilu Atzores Chilzeis V'Loi Misyabmes. Keitzat Safik Kedushin Zorak lo kedushin, sofik korev lo, sofik korev lo, zehu sofik kedushin. This is sofik kedushin. There's no other case of sofik kedushin. And what's by get, sofik geirishin, kosev achsav yodai, etc. Zehu sofik geirishin. This is sofik geirishin, and there's no other case of sofik geirishin. So, Rava asked on Abaye, you're telling me that the cases are interchangeable. The case of sofik kedushin works by geirishin. The case of sofik geirishin works by sofik kedushin. I wish to disagree with you. The Mishnah is very meduyik. Dafke, this case is sofik geirishin. Not the first case. And after this case is of a kedushin, and not the second case. So memele, so we're up to a kasha. We're up to a kasha. So memele, how will you say pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers as follows. So the Gemara answers, Elo. Elo omarove, kol sheyesh bekdushin, yesh begeirishin, v'yesh begeirishin, ma she'ein bekdushin. So Rove says, no, we have to fix up this teretz. And Yesod is moide to Abayis Mahalach, but it works halfways. Kol sheyesh bekdushin, yesh begeirishin. That means all cases of Sufik which apply by Kedushin apply by Geirishin. So therefore, if a person, what's the case of Kedushin? Zorak lo Kedushin, Sufik korev lo, Sufik korev lo. That's a case by Kedushin. Yesh begeirishin. By Geirishin also that's called Sufik Geirishin. If he threw a get, Sufik korev lo, Sufik korev lo. V'yesh begeirishin, ma she'ein bekedushin. But by geirishin, the case of geirishin does not apply to kedushin. That means by geirishin we had what is called suffic geirishin. For example, yesh by beis eidim ve'ein beis man. That's called suffic geirishin. That is not called suffic kedushin. V'zehu de geirishin lav davke. So the zehu that the Tana said by geirishin is lav davke. El mishum de tana zehu b'kedushin toni nami zehu b'geirishin. So, Memela, let us just understand what Rav is saying, and then we'll go see Rashi. That means the Mishnah said a case of Sofik Kedushin, which is Sofik Korovlo, Sofik Korovlo. And this can apply by Geirishin also. That what I said, Zehu Sofik Kedushin, means this in not Ein Boizman. Ein Boizman is not called Sofik Kedushin. So, but the case of Kedushin can apply by Geirishin. That what it said by Geirishin, Zehu Sofik Geirishin, that Loshin is Lav Davka. There's another case of Sofik Geirishin. If it was Zorik Lo Get Sofik Korov Lo, Sofik Korov Lo. But he said a Loshin Zehu Sofik Geirishin because he started off by saying Zehu Sofik Kedushin, so he said Zehu Sofik Geirishin. But Al Kaponin, Rove Lemaise is in Yesod agreeing with Abaye, that if a person throws a get to a erve, sofik korev lo, sofik korev lo, so the tzore becomes a sofik tzores erve, and tzcheiletzes v'loi misyabemes. Let us just see Rashi. Tane b'kedushin, sofik korev lo, v'hu adin b'geirishin. V'tane b'geirishin, kosov b'ksav yodei, v'hu adin l'kedushin. This is Rav's teretz. All the cases of Sofik that are by Kedushin apply by Geirishin also. V'yesh b'geirishin ma she'im b'kedushin. V'zehu de geirishin lav davke. V'mishim de tonu zeh b'kedushin toni nami zehu b'geirishin. Kol she'yesh b'kedushin ki goin Sofik korov loy avinami Sofik b'geirishin. V'yesh b'geirishin she'ein sofik le'inyin kedushin. There's cases by geirishin which does not make a sofik kedushin. K'goin zman, k'de meforish le'kamon, the bishtar kedushin, k'goin amekadish bishtar le'itiknu zman. V'zeh de geirishin lav davke, de mashmo zehu, zehu davi sofik b'geirishin, avo sofik korev lo'y havi sofik le'geirishin. That's not true. The Sofik Korov Lo is also Sofik Geirishin. Va'aydei detonu zeh b'kedushin, the davke zehu, the kamashmon zehu Sofik Korov u'deshayach b'kedushin, avo Sofik Zman loyshayach bu. Now, hanigei alonu, what we are going to speak about further, if someone doesn't know the sugya till now, hanigei alonu, the Gemara just said now a new yesod. We have in the Mishnah that if a person wrote a get without a zman, and he gave it, and it's kechasmet with two edim, and he gave it to his wife. So the Gemara calls this sofik geirishin. Now why is this called sofik geirishin? So Rashi had explained, Chazal were mesaken a zman. He wrote a get without a zman. So meiker adin, the get is a kosher get. But the yeved, if she was mekabel the get and she got married, her children are not mamzer. Meiker adin is a kosher get. But Chazal said, the Chazal called it a posel get, and therefore they said that if you give someone such a get, it has a din of sofik geirishin. The gabi etzor esar, but we give it a din of a sofik geirishin. But al koponim, that is the din. That if a person gives a get to his wife without a zman, b'diyeved it's good, l'chatchile it is posel. And the Gemara is saying now, by kedushin, if the same thing will occur, he'll give his wife a shtar kedushin without a zman, the din is not the same. By kedushin, it's a kosher shtar kedushin l'chatchile. So there's a difference between geirishin and kedushin. Geirishin, you need a zman, and if you don't have a zman on the get, it's a posel get, a kaponimi darabonon. And by kedushin, you don't have to have a zman. You give a blank paper without a zman, saying, all right, but kedushin, No problem. It's a kosher kedushin lechatchila. And now the Gemara is going to explain why by gerushin is it necessary to have a zman, and why by kedushin is it not necessary to have a zman. That's the next sugya. Now let us see the Gemara. Limutei zman deleke bekedushin. By kedushin, if you wrote a shtar without a zman, there's no problem. It's a kosher shtar. So now the Gemara is going to explain this halacha. Mipnei ma loitiknu zman bekedushin. What is the difference between a shtar kedushin and a shtar gerushin? By a shtar gerushin, you need a zman. By shtar kedushin, you don't need a zman. So the Gemara says, Honiche leman di omar mishum peri, Arusa Leslo Peri. Now let us explain this for 1 minute. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Gittin, the din is as follows. The din is that when a person marries a woman, he has a schus to eat the peiris of her nichse meluk. That means a woman comes in, she possesses kakois. So the kakois are hers. But the husband has a right to eat the peiris that grow on these karkois. That's the right of the husband. Now, the Gemara says in Gittin, Mishenosan einov ligarsha shuv lesle peiri. This right to eat the peiris exists. Kozman, he wants to remain married with her. When he decides to give her a get, and decides to give her a get, doesn't mean Samza, he thought it's a good idea to give her a get. He went and wrote a get. He didn't give it to her yet, but he went to a sefer, and he would chasmed edim, he wrote a get. He's thinking about it very seriously. He wrote a get. So the Gemara says, Rabbit, you're up to writing a get. Things are not the same anymore. You lose your right to eat peiris. You lost your right to eat peiris. So even though he gives her a get 10 months later, but from the day he wrote the get, he doesn't have any right to eat peiris. So now, how are we going to know when he lost his right to eat peiris? He'll write the get, and he'll be eating peiris for the next 10 months, and no one will know about it. So Chazal said, you write a get, you have to write the date when the get was written. You have to write the date when the get was written. So by writing the date when the get was written, I know klar exactly when he lost his right to eat peiris. And if he was eating the peiris or selling the peiris from that zman and further, she can slap him to bezdin. The get is telling us when he lost the peiris. That was the reason why they were misaken to write a zman by gittin. And if he doesn't write it, they passel the get. It's a passel the get. So, lechatchila. So by Kedushin, the Gemara says this doesn't apply at all. Because by Kedushin, when he marries her, he doesn't have a right to eat peiris. You have to wait till the chuppah. After Erison doesn't have any right to eat peiris. So what do you have to write again? Why do you have to write a date for? Well, who cares when he made the Erison? It'll got to be peiris that is not negeya. So they weren't misakin that he should get right as man. So the Gemara says, if the reason of Zman is peiris, so this only applies by get and not by eris. So that's what the Gemara says. Hanicha leman diyama mishim peiri, arusa leslo peiri. Now let us see Rashi. Hanicha leman diyama begitten bepeiri kol aget, mipnei ma tiknu chachomim zman begitten. The Gemara declares, why were they misakin as man begitten? Mishim peiri, als peiris. What peiri means? Lay that to know me aimosai tigve mi bailo peire shaos ochal mi nichse meluk shalo. When does she have a right to mourn from her husband the peiris that he had eaten shaloikedin? The kasava mi sho shenosin ein of bolagar shashub ein le labal peiris. Because this man, the yomba, holds the minute he decides to get her, he doesn't have a schus achilas peiris. So they were misakin to write as man to find out, and they will know klo when he lost his schus. And if he was eating the peiris, if he was selling the peiris, we'll be able to schlep him to a din teir. So that was the reason by gerishin. So by kedushin, there's no need at all to write asman, because arusa les lo peiri, he marries her, he doesn't have a right to eat the peiri side to side. Lefichach loy tiknua b'shtar kedushin. They weren't misakin by a shtar kedushin to make as man. She'ena ba'al oichel peiris ha'shetikon es l'chupah. The ba'al doesn't need peiris till she becomes a nesua. The chitikon rabbonon peiri le'ba'al. The chachomim were misakin peiris le'ba'al. Mishum pirkuna. That he should be paid her from if she becomes an ishtaboy. Upikuna loika mechayivo elo miksube veelech, the tnai ksube dim titashpoi afarkinoch miksube speriknara. The Gemara says as follows. The whole reason the Gemara says, why did they give the husband a schus to eat the peiris of a nichse meluk? They gave him this schus because they gave him an obligation also. There's an obligation on the husband. If his wife got captured, he's mechuyev to see that he should pay the ransom or whatever is demanded in order to take her away from her captors. So they were misakin. The tiknu peiris mishum pirkuna, and this obligation is chal with the nisuin, so he gets the schus achilas peiris by the nisuin. So Memelus of the Gemara says, if we'll assume that the whole reason a husband has a right to eat peiris is because the whole reason we write as man in a get is because of the schus achilas peiris, that does not apply by a shtar kedushin. Oh, but that's one man the yomar in Masechtas Gittin. But now we have a problem. Elo leman the yomar mishum basachoisoi liskin zman. But the Gemara says there's another reason. There's another man the yomar that has a different explanation why we write a date in a get. Mishum basachoisoi. Now let's explain this for 1 minute. Chazal were afraid. A person, if Mikael din, you don't need a zman. You can write a get, Tarev Meteres HaChalodim, he gives it to Edim, finish, it's a kosher again. But Chazal were afraid of such a thing. Let's say a person is married to an Isha, and she was Mizane, and now they're going to kill her. They were Mizanin, and they gave her a Srob Bishaz Diznus, and she said, Afal Pikain, and they finished, and now they're going to kill her. Now, her husband, even though he's very hurt from what she did, but let's say this she's his niece also. So, mitzad wife, he has tainus on her, but she's a niece also. You have to mipsoch al tisalem. You can't let Bezin kill her. So, he'll decide to do something to rescue her that Bezin shouldn't kill her. So, what is he going to do? He's going to go and write her a get. Write her a get. She was a mizan, write her a get. And then when they schlep her to Bezdin, so she's going to take out the get, and she said, a get without a zman, she's going to say, look, I have news for you. When I was Mizana, I wasn't his wife anymore. He gave me get 5 weeks ago. And what is Bezdin going to do? We'll see later the sugya. Bezdin can't do anything. Listen, she has a get without a zman, so they won't kill her. And that's not Bezin. If a person's chayiv, Mrs. Bezin, Bezin did not want that they should be able to elude the mishpat of Bezin. So Bezin made a tekone, Rabid, when you write a get, you have to put a zman. That's the tekone, you have to make a zman. So now, this whole thing won't apply anymore. I mean, he's gonna write a get, so, Eidim won't chasm on the get. So it's a possible get. You have to write a zman. So we took care of this. So the zman is that takes care of basa choisei. So now, if she was mezana al tesis ish, they'll kill her rightfully. So the Gemara says, if that is the reason by get, so this reason applies by kedushin also. That means like this, that if bashtar kedushin, let's say a person was mekadesh anisha, and he gives her a shtar kedushin without a zman. And she was mizan after the kedushin. So he'll come to Bezin, and he'll want to stick up for his wife. So he'll say, you're sure we married, but we just got married a week ago, and the news was 5 weeks ago. So Memele, there's no Zman on the Shtar Kedushin, so he'll get away with it. So the Gemara says, so therefore we should be Mishtaken Azman by Kedushin also. That means the same reason we were Saken Azman by Gerishin, to make sure if she's Chayavisa, Bezdin should be able to kill her, he shouldn't elude the Psak of Bezdin, so we should be Mishtaken Azman by Kedushin also. When you write a Shtar Kedushin, you have to write the date of the Kedushin. So Memelov shall be Mizana after this man will know that she's Chayim Misa. That's the Gemara's Kash. He says, you're telling me by Kedushin there's no need to write as man. Why not? The same reason there is a need to write as man by Gerishin, we should write as man by Nesuin by Kedushin also. Let us see Rashi. Mishum basa choisoi, shemo ye nosi basa choisoi. Maybe a person will marry his niece, v'tizne tachtov, and she'll be mezane while she's an eshesish. V'yire edim emash mishim eboin. We'll see edim are coming to Bezdin that they're going to go and tell, to relate to Bezdin she was mezane. V'yochei solel nehem rachmonis, it's faltanis. V'yegar shen, so give her a get. V'yoymar, and he'll come to Bezdin, he'll tell Bezdin, koidim znu sha'atem edim kvar nizgarsha. Sure, she was mezane. But she was get ready from before. That's a pedat azman. So the mesaken azman to prevent this. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, likskin zman nami bishtar kedushin. Shema tizne. Also the same thing. She'll be mezane. V'yayma koidim kedushin ave. And he'll say that she was mezane before the kedushin. There's no zman in the kedushin. The kedushin just was, and then she was mezane before. So the Gemara answers as follows. Mishum de ike de mekadish bekaspe, ve ike de mekadish beshtore, loitikum rabbonon zman. So the Gemara is saying a teretz as follows. That means, by get, we had a way how to make sure we'll be able to kill her. We go, we said you make us man, and finished. And since you have to write us man, so he won't be able to make the reidler. By kedushin, there's different ways how to marry. You can marry her if he gives her money. So you have an eitz. You don't have an eitz of what to do. So memele, so this is not by making a takone, by writing a zman, by a shtar kedushin, we did not solve the problem. That means a person who was mekadesh anisha with a shtar kedushin, we could kill his wife if she was mezana. But this is not a tikkun klali. It's only help in certain cases. Chazal didn't make a takone if it doesn't help all over. If I can solve the situation, memela made a takone. But yeah, I can't solve the situation. For this kedushin b'shtar, it'll help. Kedushin b'kesef, it won't help. So forget. So Chazal realized they cannot be misakin the situation, so they didn't make any takone whatsoever. That's the terrace of the Gemara. Mishum deike de mekadish bekaspo, deike de mekadish bestore, leitikon rabbonon zman. So omale Rav Acha berei de Rav Yosef le Rav Ashi. So you're telling me that Chazal only made a takona of zman if it's flawless. That means it works all over. And since you can be mekadish bekasev, so they didn't make a takona. So I'll ask you a kash. V'ha'avdo, the machlekes Rashi and Tais, let's say the Rashi learns, an Eved Knani sells himself to an Odei. Now when an Eved Knani sells himself to an Odei, not only does he belong to the Odei, but whatever he possesses automatically goes over to the Odei also. So that let us say an Eved Knani possessed a property, and he sold himself Reish Chaydish Iyot, for someone, with a shtar. Now, we have to know when the mechira was. Was the mechira, if we know the mechira is Reish Chodesh Iyar, so we know from Reish Chodesh Iyar, it belongs to the other in the property. So they were misakin, you have to write a zman in a shtar mechira's eved. So he also have the same thing. Va'avdo de'ike de'koni be'kaspe, ve'ika be'shtore, By Mechiras Eved, you also have the same thing. Other, you can buy an Eved with Kesef. If you buy an Eved with Kesef, you'll never be able to prove when the Mechira was. The Ika Bishtore, but if you buy the Eved with a Shtar, so then with a Shtar, you could prove it if there's a Zman. The Tikon Rabbonon Zman, and Rabbonon were Mesaken Zman. So you see, your whole Teretz is not true. Tazal, Akaponim, try, wherever you could accomplish something, they were Mesaken it. You can't fix the whole world, this won't help in all cases, it won't help in all cases. But it'll help in certain cases, it's also sufficient to be Mesaken Zman. So the Gemara answers, Hosom Ruba Bishtore Hoche Ruba Bekaspe. Gemara says, no, it's no kasha from Eved. By Eved, most Avodim are sold with a shtar. So Memele, so by being Misaken as man in a shtar, so we took care of 75% of the Mechiris. This 25% we can't take care of, okay, but that's called a tikkun. By Kedushin, it's the other way around. 75% of the people, they're not Mekadosh with Ashtar, they're Mekadosh with Kesef. So Mamela, 75% of the people, we can never prevent that one should be matzel his wife from Mises Bezdin, because they're Mekadosh with Kesef. Now 25% are Mekadosh with Shtar, no. So for 25%, Chazal didn't make a takon. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "V'ha'av de mechiras eved betikin rabbonon zman b'chol shitre mechiras shel eved." Whenever an eved sells himself, they were sakin if they write as man in the shtar. K'day leida me'ezes man, you should know me'ezes man yoichal. You have to know when the transaction was chal, that all the possessions of the Yevet belong now to the Yod. Period. That's one teretz. Iboy Yisein. Now the Gemara says a second teretz. Now this second teretz is a Moiredeki Yisoidistiki Gemara, Now the Gemara says a new teretz. Now we're up to a kasha. Why were they not misakin asman bekedushin? You will gain something. Misakin asman bekedushin, you'll know when she got married. So if she'll be mizane, this man was after the kedushin, you'll kill her. Mishum deloy efsha. So the Gemara says, as man by Kedushin will not help. You won't accomplish anything. Now the Gemara explains. Heichi le'evid. What should you do? Fine. You wrote as man by Kedushin. In the Shtar Kedushin it says, Haret Mekadeshesli. And there's as man. Was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Tavshin Nun Zayin. Fine. We know when the Kedushin was. Now, fine. It says on the Shtar. Now, what are you going to do with this shtar after it is written already? This is proof that she was married Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now, who's going to hold the shtar? Lincha Gabi Dido. You'll leave the shtar by her. So we have a shtar. Now we have a way to prove when she got married. Let's leave the shtar by her. So you think you accomplished something? Machkele. So she was Mazana, she got married Rosh Chodesh Iyar, she was Mazana Beis Iyar, so she realizes she has in her possession a document which is very dangerous, so she'll just erase this man. Baruch Hashem, asnam she hitzalti, she'll erase this man, now Bezin do something. She'll say she got married Gimel Iyar, I mean, do something with her. She'll erase this man. So what did you accomplish with this man? If she'll have the shtar in her possession, she'll make sure, if she was Mizana, she'll erase this man, and Bezin won't be able to do anything with her. She'll say she got married Gimel Iyar. Proof Bakel. There's no man on the shtar. Lincha gabi didei. So let's take the shtar and give it, let the husband hold the shtar. So the Gemara says, zimnim de basachoy sehi yumachape lo. Also the same thing. If he'll have rachmonis on her, so he'll do the same thing. So what did you accomplish? If his wife will be a basachoy, and he realized that she was mezan and Bezin's gonna kill her, so he'll do the same thing. He'll also erase this man. So what did you accomplish with this man? chigabi yeidim. Oh, so the muscles have a good answer. What's the problem? You have these two people you can't trust. You can't trust her, you can't trust them. Fine. But there's a third answer. Give it to the Eidim. The Eidim will chasmed on the Shtar Kedushin. You give them the Shtar. They should hold it. And finished. And then, wonderful. Now we took care of everything already. So when if she'll be Mizane, we'll get in touch with the Eidim. And then we'll find out when she got married, and they'll be able to kill her. So the Gemara says, that's also no good. If the Eidim remember when she got married, lay solicit, let them come and say Eidim. If the Eidim remember because she got married, so why do you need this man in the Shtar? They remember there was Chodesh Iyar, she got married. So, Bezdin will ask the Eidim if they'll remember. So they don't need this man in the Shtar. The Eloi, know what? Maybe they won't remember. They were the Eidim, but, they don't remember exactly if it was Chodesh Iyar, Gimel Iyar. They have to remember. It happened 20 years ago. They won't remember. The Eloi, Zimnim de chazu mikisve va'osu misadi. Maybe they'll look at the shtar. You left the shtar by them. So they'll look in the shtar. And they'll come and say, Eidis, Rachmona Omar mipiyem v'loy mipiksovam. And the Torah said, mipiyem v'loy mipiksovam. Now this is a moiridike gemore. And let us stop over here and learn Rashi and Tosfos to understand what the Gemara is saying. Let us see Rashi first. So Rashi says, Linchei Gabi Eidim, my Mahani, what will you accomplish by leaving the Shtar by Eidim? You won't accomplish anything. If they'll remember Amos Havi Kedushin, if they'll remember when the Kedushin was Afilu Einei Kosov B'Shtar Motzi Lasudis, what did this man for? They'll remember. If they have a good memory, they remember 20 years ago she got married Resh Chodesh Iyar, so finished. So, no problem. El Elohochi Amrit Mahani. So what did you expect to accomplish? The Zimni Deloy Dechiri. The Eidim won't remember. Was married Resh Chodesh Iyar, Gimel Iyar. They can't remember. V'chazu mikisve, so we left the shtar by them. V'osu umishadi, and then they'll come and say Eidis. V'hai lav Eidis, so this is not Eidis. D'rachmona omar pishnayim Eidu, v'loy sheyeidu al pik sovam. They're not permitted to be made al pik sovam. Now let us explain what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying as follows. Let me just give a shtickle hagdome, a yamshel shloimen mesechtes ksubis, and then just to understand what Rashi is saying over here. The yamshel shloimen in ksubis has a suffix. What is the din if Reuven comes to Shimon and he says, I lent you $100 and you still owe me $20. And he said, Shimon doesn't remember, did he pay up the whole thing? Didn't he pay up the whole thing? But he remembers he wrote in a book, whenever he gave him a payment, he wrote that in the book. So he goes and looks in his book. The book says this day he wrote this. This day, $20, $30, $10, $50. In the book it says he paid up. Klaut the Yamshel Shloime, can he swear in Besdin, I know I paid you up? Because does he really, he knows from the book. The book, yeah, and he wrote it. He wrote it in the book. But can he swear in Besdin, I know I paid you up? You don't know. You didn't know. You don't remember you paid me up. You saw in the book. Can a person swear with a yediyah from a book that he wrote that I know I paid you up? So that's a suffix in Yom Shoshleim. Now, the din is when Eidim come and say Eidis to Besdin, these Eidim are coming to say Eidis and Besdin I know she got married Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now, if they remember, they know. So, no shaila. So, that's all we need to know. That she got married Rosh Chodesh Iyar, she was Mazana Beziah, a finished case. But could be the Edom forgot. So what did they do? But they have the shtar. From the shtar, oh, they see the shtar, yeah, oh, now they can tell Edis, I know that she got married Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That's not true. They don't know. They know that's not from the shtar. They know from the shtar, but they don't know from that. So the Torah says, Mi piyem v'loy mi piksovim, they have to know from themselves. If they know from what they had written, they were Edom and the shtar was by them, the shtar wasn't altered. Thus felt in Edis. Edis you need Edis yediyah. Not Edis that you know from Aksav. You need Edis yediyah samaisi. You have to remember that if you're saying Edis and Bezdin, that you know she was married Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you have to remember that she got married Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So Memela, so the Gemara is saying, so what will we accomplish if we leave the shtar by them? We won't accomplish anything. If they remember, so they remember. And if they don't remember, so the shtar will not help us in any way, because by them saying Edis, they're saying Edis that I know that she was married Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's not true. You don't know. You know from Aksav. Know from Aksav is nothing. Now there's a Moiridike Kasha over here, and that Taisva speaks about this Kasha. There's a Moiridike Kasha. Fine. But you don't know anything. It's true. You can't say Edis and Bezin, I know she got married Rosh Chodesh Iyar, because you don't know. You have to know from yourself, not from Aksav. Bring the shtar to Bezdin. Don't say you know anything. Come to Bezdin and tell Bezdin, Rabbeisai, I don't remember anything. But here's the shtar. Here's the shtar. So Mamela, that's a Meiridik Kasha and Rashi. Rashi says, like Mahani Midi, it helps. It'll help Meiridik. Just bring the shtar to Bezdin. So I saw in the Chidushi Rav Nochem, he wants to say as follows. The shtar mitzad atzmoi doesn't tell Bezdin anything. You know why? Because when do you write a shtar? When do you write a shtar kedushin? A person goes over to Tuedim, write a shtar kedushin, I want to marry this woman. And we'll write as man on the shtar kedushin. Does that mean she got married today? Doesn't mean at all. It means that the shtar was written today. She got married 10 months later. So the shtar doesn't tell Bezdin anything. You know who can tell Bezdin? If the Edom will remember, Azevite, the Edom will remember that the day we gave over, with the day we chasmed on the shtar, that was the day we got married. It was the same day. We wrote right away he gave her over. And so then you can only find out through the Edom, not from the shtar. So the Gemara is saying that the shtar, so to write a shtar, and to write a shtar, and leave it by the Edom, you will not accomplish anything. So Memele, there's no reason to write a zman in a shtar kedushin. Now let us see Taisvis. Dechazu bekispe v'osu umishadi. Now let us see Taisvis. Kosheleri. So our Gemara seems to be saying that if Edom don't know from their own yediyah, they only know from Aksav, so that's posel Edis. You can't use this. You need Edim that are made from their own yediyah. So the Ri asks, Amore de Kekashe, the Bagoizel Kamo, Gabi Haseiref Shtaroysov Shel Chaveiroi. The Gemara says as follows. Let's say a Malve had a Shtar Choyv, that it says in the shtar that he lent Yankel $1,000. That's what's in the shtar chayiv. Now, and with this shtar chayiv, you can always mon from the loiva. The loiva can't say, never borrow the money. The shtar is edis that he borrowed the money. What happens if a person goes and burns the shtar? So the Gemara has a whole sugya, if he's chayiv al tzgami, to pay the Malva the money. That means now the Malva just lost the Chayv. He has no way to prove that he lent you any money. The Leiv is going to come to Bezdin and said, La Adam, I never borrowed any money. So it's a whole shayla. He's a mazik, galmi, a whole sugya. So the Gemara asks, what's the calamity? If there are two Edim who saw what was written in the shtar, so let these two Edim write a new shtar. What's the calamity? We need that shtar. If there's two Edim that know, that saw the shtar, and they saw that it was written that he lent them $1,000, and so we'll write a new shtar. You don't need that paper, so make a new shtar. They'll write, we saw in this and the shtar that he lent them $1,000. So that's good. So Tosha says, why is it good? Our Gemara says, you have to know by yourself. If you know from a ksav, that's possible. That's Ehel Chesedis. You have to know yourself that the Kedushin was Reish Chodesh Iyar. So, Frechtach Tosha, so what's that Gemara? That Gemara says, I don't know when that it was, I know the Shtar said that he lent them $1,000. So you can write now, Edim can be made on this, that's what the Shtar says. The Gemara says, if the Sadim, the Edim that know what it said in the Shtar, lichtavu leishtore lachine. V'amai ha'omar hochede mipiem v'lei mipiksov. V'aymari, dahochinami, im hoyu meidim shekach ro bishtar shaper havi avdi. Dreihem ki'ilu meidim reinu eidish niskabel bebezdin. Deidim achsumim al ashtar nasik mishenech kreidusam bebezdin. Aber chayshin in shema lo yeidu shekach ro bishtar. El shema yeidu al hamaisa atzmoi. Ki ilu heim zoichim veheim einam zoichim elo al pi aksav. So now Tosfos says a moiridike teretz, which is totally in a lot of yesaidis. Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos holds. Let's talk about a case that, let's say, two Edim came. Let us talk about three cases. Case number one. Two Edim will come and tell two other Edim, you know, we saw how Reuben killed Shimon. We saw how Reuben killed Shimon. So he said, you saw Reuben killed Shimon? Go to Bezdin. No, I don't want to go to Bezdin. But I'm telling you, we saw that Reuben killed Shimon. So now two Edim will come to Bezdin and say, you know, these two Edim told us they saw that Reuben killed Shimon. So that's no good. That's called Eid Mipi Eid. Bezdin has to hear from the Eidei Riyah. That means Eidei, people who saw that, that's called Eidei. You have to say, Eidei, I saw he killed him. You're saying, you don't know anything. You're saying you heard from him that he saw. Such Eidei is no good. That's Eidei Shaloinis Kablo Bebezdin, that Eidei is worthless. We can't accept this Eidei. You have to make Trisha Vechkir on the Eidei. Samazai, that's nothing. That's case number one. Case number two, what happens if these two Edim were at Bezdin and they saw how two Edim came to Bezdin and they were made? We saw how Reuben killed Shimon. We saw, and Bezdin was Deirish Vechayk, and Bezdin was Mekabel the Edis. Now the whole problem is we have to get a hold of Reuben. Reuben is hiding. We have to get a hold of Reuben. These two Edim who were there in Bezdin and saw this, they'll come now in their city where they live, they see the Reuben. They get hold of the Reuben, they tell Bezdin, chap the Reuben, and they'll come to Bezdin, and they'll be made. We were in Bezdin, and we saw two Edim were made that Reuben killed Shimon. Then Bezdin will kill them. Then Bezdin will kill the Reuben. Why? Because they're saying, Reinu Edish Shenechika Edusam BeBezdin. We saw. And we're telling you, so these Edim, theoretically, are bringing over Yana Edim. That means we saw two Edim were made in Bezdin. We saw Bezdin was Mekabel their Edis. And now that this Bezdin hears this Bezdin hears from this Kat Edim. So just like we're transferring those Edim, which were Niskabel by Bezdin, now this Bezdin finds out about it, and this Bezdin will kill him. Reinu Eidus Shenechka Eidusa Bebezen. That's a good Eidus. That's a good Eidus. We're bringing those Eidus to this Bezen. If they would have a video could be, wouldn't be good, but they'd have a video showing this Bezen, the Haggadah Eidus, so theoretically it would be good. If a video would be good. So by relating to Bezen, Reinu Eidus Shenechka Eidusa Bezen, Bezen is paskening Misa because of those Eidus. How do you know there was Eidim? Because Eidim told us there was Eidim. That's a kosher zach. Now, case number three. If there was a shtar that says that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, there was such a shtar. Now, they burnt the shtar. So Eidim will come and say this. We know there was a shtar that says that Reuven borrowed $1,000 for Shimon. So what does that mean? So that means, so these Eidim are telling Bezen, Ro'inu Eidim Shenech Kredusim Bebezen, Ashtar Eidim Achsumim Al Ashtar Kemi Shenech Kredusim Bebezen. So we are telling Bezen, we saw Eidim that said Eidim in front of Bezen that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. So that's good. That is good. But what will be if these two Eidim will say, I know that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and they don't know. They didn't see it, but they know from the shtar. That says the shtar. So that's the Zegzeres HaKosef. You cannot say, you're going to be the Eid HaMechayim. You're saying that he owes $1,000 by saying, I know that he borrowed $1,000. I beg your pardon. The Torah says, Mipiyem v'loy mipiksovom. Yediyah is only if you saw it. If you saw a shtar. So say correctly. Say, I don't know. I wasn't there. I saw a shtar. So if you'll say, if you relate to Bezen, I saw a shtar. So wonderful. So Bezen will be mechayev him $1,000. And that's the Gemara Nagoizel. The Gemara says, Aseirev shtaroisav shel chaveiroi. What's the problem? He burnt the shtar. Let Eidim say Eidim, that they saw that shtar, and that shtar says that he borrowed $1,000. That's pshat in the Gemara. And Taisa says, that's pshat in our Gemara. If these Eidim would come to Beznan, if we have a shtar, and the shtar will say that she got married Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that would be wonderful. If the Eidim will come to Beznan and tell Beznan, we saw the shtar Kedushin, I don't know when she got married, I feel the same Eidim, it's not chilek, we don't know when she got married, but listen, we saw a shtar Kedushin, and the shtar Kedushin, it says she got married Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So they'll tell this to Bezen. If they'll tell this to Bezen, that's beautiful. Bezen can kill her, because Bezen knows that's called, we brought to this Bezen, Eidim Shenechka Eidusam BeBezen, and Bezen will kill her. But, we're afraid, people are not so clever. What's the difference if I say Azoi? I have to say, I don't remember, I was dated, I don't remember, why do I have to tell Bezen I have a bad memory? I look at the shtar, and I see that the chasna was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so I'll come and tell Bezen, listen, I was the aide, the chasna was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So this is Eidus Psulim, because you don't know from your Zikarim, you only know from what you saw written. That's Pasul Eidus. There's a Meiridike Yisod, that Taisa says in Mesechtes Gittin, Af al pi shahadovar emes ein lasos ayde eidim psulim. That means between you and me, it's true. She got married Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 100%. Between you and me, she's chayiv misim. But Bezdin is paskening this psak shaloy al pi din. They're paskening because the way the psak is being done, the eidim which are saying that she got married Rosh Chodesh Iyar, this is apostle eidim. Bezdin doesn't know, Eidim doesn't know, but you don't say what you don't know, doesn't matter. It's a shrek. It's a postulip psak din. So Memele Chazal were afraid that if we'll leave the shtar in the hands of the Eidim, the greatest kilkul could come. If they won't remember when it was, they won't be so smart to tell Bezdin the whole Weisse that we saw the star and those things. Yeah, we were Eidim and it was the Rosh Chodesh here. That's a Shrek. And that's Pasuk Eidus. Because the Pasuk says, Mi piyim v'loy mi pik sovim. That, now let's see, in a minute, can taste this. If the Eidim will say, Eidus, this is what they saw in the Shtar, Shape Havi Ovdi. So then that would be beautiful. They're saying, Eidus, Ra'inu, Eidus, Niskabu, Bebezdu. The Eidim are summim ala Shtar, Nasik, Mishenech, Kedusim, Bebezdu. So they're bringing to Bezdin those Eidim. Abu Chayshinon. Shemelo Yehidu Shekacha, we're afraid they won't say that, that they saw it in the Shtar, Bishtar. Elo Shema Yehidu Ala Maisa Atmu Ke'ilu Haim Zoichim. They're gonna say, Eidus, she got married Reish Chodeshia, and we were the Eidim. As if they remember this. Ve'heim Einam Zoichim Ela Piyaksa. So Memele, and that is Pasul. And just let's skip over to this says Pshat in the Gemara in Ksubis, but let's skip over Va'oimari, which is Amoyre Diki Yisod at the recent. Va'oimari, Tishoma Meirobeinu Tam, Shenoigim Achshav Shesholchim Ha'edim Eidusom B'Ksav Yodom Lebezim. The Minika Oilam is now, if Eidim no Eidis, they don't come to Bezim, they send over their Eidus to Bezdin B'Ksav. V'loi kerinim bei mipiyam v'loi mipiksovam. This is not, this does not fall into the category of mipiyam v'loi mipiksovam. Kivin sheheim zoichem eidusam. Now, let us just say, Rav Nochem explains what Teisvis is saying over here, a chiddush from the Rabbeinu Tam. Teisvis held a moirid, had a moirid kekasha. Our Gemara says, Eidim, if they'll say Eidus, she got married, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they can only say this Eidus if they know this, because they remember, they were there, and they were there, they remember it was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. If they know this from Aksav, that's not called you know. That's not called you know. You have to know from yourself, not from Aksav. So Taisvis held, what if you send a ksav to Bezdin, to Eidim, say that we saw a Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. They send this to Bezdin. So Taisvis held, so there should be a problem that Bezdin didn't hear this from the Eidim. They didn't hear, no one ever said Eidim to Bezdin. But Bezdin knows that there are Eidim that are saying this. That means that just like we said that if the Eidim looked at the Shtar, they know from the Ksav that the Chasna was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but that's no good. You have to know by yourself, not from a Ksav. So Taisvis held, L'chayr is a svara to say that Bezdin has to know there's Eidim. I know from a Ksav that there's Eidim. I see this Ksav. I know. That's good. I know from a ksav that there's Eidim. Mi pi em v'loy mi pi ksovam. That's not sufficient. You have to hear from the Eidim, not know from a ksav. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, don't shtel tzu these two gemaras. The Sadin and the Eidim take. Eidim are not permitted to say Eidim. Kozman, that's a din, in the knowledge of the Eidim. Kozman, they don't know. They can't send Eidim, even though they know from a ksav. That's the mi pi em v'loy mi pi ksovam. But when Bezdin gets the Ksav, we consider that they are made in Bezdin. I'll pick Ksav. This is the way. Listen, Shad, I know this Eidim. That's how they're speaking in Bezdin. They're speaking to Bezdin. I take Ksav. This is another oifen of relating to Bezdin. They're relating it to pick Ksav. So as long as they remember the Eidis and their kosher Eidis, so you can go and relate this to Bezdin. I'll pick Ksav. This is no shaykhis with our Gemara. V'ho desanye b'misha orsu, v'im lo yagid, prat le'ilom shen yoche le'dabit. The Pasuk says that it says im lo yagid, that a t'nai in Eidus have to be a baragode, Prat le ilaim shein yochel adaber. An ilaim is possible aides because he is alav bar hagod. He can't speak. Uporich for the gemor esks v'amai. Why can an ilaim speak? For a yochel adaber mitoich haksav. He can speak, he'll write down what he knows. So the gemor says, shani aides tarachmona omar mipiem v'loi mipiksovo. The Torah says that the Haggadah has to be mitoich hapeh, and not mitoich haksav. So therefore, an ilaim is alav bar Haggadah, because he can't speak. So you see, there's a nudin. There's a halacha, how the Haggadah has to be. The Haggadah has to be mipiyem. There's a new halacha, v'loi mipiksovo. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is, Shani ilaim sheinei roi lahagit, kidemrinin kol sheinei roi lebile, bile makebes boi. That means the Torah said, an aid has to be a bar hagod. He has to be able to be a magid in Besdin. And how are you magid in Besdin? Bipiyam. Volei mipiksovam. But as long as you are a baragode, so that's sufficient. Pepoil, you don't have to make a hagode. You could send b'ksav also. Avol acher, shein roi lach, mean the kosher roi labi. Avol acher, moil ksav yodik shezoi chaydis. But another person who is a baragode, that means he could speak, so then it doesn't matter even though he doesn't speak. Just like you say, call a roi lebila in bila makebes boy. So the same thing is over here also. So memelus of Rabbeinu Tam held la locha edim ketsenden edis to bezin. Omiyu beperish chumish perish Rashi, but Rashi in chumish is chilek and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says al pishnaim edim prachle yishalchu ksovim lebezin that they should not send their edis to bezin.